It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Last year was a difficult year to be a farmer in Wisconsin and around the country.
The shakeup of markets and federal programs in 2025 made an already fragile farm economy even more uncertain.
As WPR and Harvest Public Media's Hope Kerwin reports, producers are still feeling the fallout of these changes and trying to figure out what they mean for 2026.
Under a blanket of snow in western Wisconsin, Craig Meyer's grain bins are full this winter.
Oh, everything here is corn. I rented, it's about 75,000 bushels of storage at a different farm here this fall.
He's holding on to his crop until the spring in order to get a better price, especially for soybeans. It's an unusual decision for Meyer, who spent the last 40 years hauling his crop to a nearby grain terminal at harvest time. But 2025 was an unusual year for most farmers. Across the central U.S., producers faced tight margins, ever-changing global trade conditions, and a shakeup of the U.S. Department of Agriculture and many of its programs. From the start of the year, Meyer knew his margins were going to be tight. Soybean prices have been down since the end of 2023. At the same time, the cost of supplies have continued to rise, from seeds to combines.
Parts, repair bills, fuel, it's hard to get away from the bills because it's stuff you got to have.
Balancing the books became even more challenging for crop farmers when President Donald Trump fulfilled his campaign promise of bringing back tariffs on China and other major trading partners. The Trump administration constantly changed who was paying higher tariffs and on what products. Ag economist Paul Mitchell from the University of Wisconsin-Madison says that had a real impact on producers' ability to plan ahead.
All the farmers heard was uncertainty, uncertainty, uncertainty in the midst of this troubled economic outlook.
And it wasn't just tariffs that were constantly changing. The Trump administration canceled billions of dollars in grants and food assistance programs. Travis Jones grows gourmet mushrooms in southwestern Missouri. He was working to apply for a small business grant to advertise his products beyond the farmers markets he usually sells at. But the program was abruptly canceled in July.
So I'll just give up on that now because I don't have that marketing ability on my side that I would have with that grant.
Trump's USDA also terminated two programs meant to get local food into schools and food banks. Those programs were worth $1 billion. And Nebraska beef producer Jordan Clausen says they provided predictable revenue for farmers.
Being able to purchase from a smaller producer just creates a lot of stability in the business.
Even assistance that wasn't canceled has been affected by the loss of thousands of USDA employees this year. Clausen says she and other farmers are used to going to local agency staff for informal help with projects on the farm or business-related questions.
The people that you're used to talking to are covering 2, 3, 4 people's jobs, and so their availability of time to even have any of these discussions is drastically reduced.
Those staffing issues could complicate rolling out the $12 billion bailout for farmers announced by the Trump administration earlier this month. It's expected to be paid out in February, but many farmers, including Meyer in Wisconsin, say they're not sure it's something they can rely on. As Meyer waits for better prices for his corn and soybeans, he still has to settle his bills for this year and negotiate a loan for 2026. Right now, cash is pretty tight.
This is new territory for me, and so that's why I'm trying to figure out how to juggle all this.
He says the cost of seeds and other inputs isn't getting any lower, and he wonders how long he and other farmers can keep borrowing to get by. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Hope Kerwin.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including WPR.